Oh no, what's Texas going to do? It's losing a feminist media critic. This is Monday, April 22nd, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Welcome into Monday. Thanks for starting off your week with the Texas Minute. Attorney General Ken Paxton wants the federal courts to take another look at the state's efforts to stop illegal border crossings in light of a recent Supreme Court ruling. More on that coming up, but first. Two residents and a local grassroots organization have filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Kerrville for its recently passed ordinance targeting First Amendment rights. The plaintiffs believe the city's trying to stifle political opposition. They argue that a new ordinance makes the price of participating in civic matters too costly and burdensome for those who are challenging incumbents. A Houston-area teacher has been arrested on allegations he had a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old student. Caden Burbank was a teacher and assistant coach at the Cy-Fair High School. Investigators have revealed that the alleged sexual relationship was discovered when the teacher's girlfriend found text messages between the teacher and the student. Even as Joe Biden continues working to thwart Texas's efforts to secure the border, Attorney General Ken Paxton notified the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals last week that Congress has passed no laws creating a cause of action justifying the Department of Justice's legal strategy. Paxton's pushing for the federal courts to allow Texas to begin enforcing a new law that creates a state felony for being in the country illegally. Now, in a separate case, a unanimous Supreme Court recently ruled in favor of more than 100 North Texas landowners whose properties were devalued by the federal government's actions. According to AG Paxton, SCOTUS found the executive branch cannot go on offense to enforce constitutional provisions without having statutory cause. He argues that this principle applies directly to the state's border law. The Texas Minute will be right back.
They've been called the Texas Kingmakers. They're the biggest political force in the Lone Star State. And most Texans have no idea who they are, what they want, or even that they exist. Hubris, the Texas Kingmakers, a documentary by Texas Scorecard, now streaming on all major platforms.
Well, you can file this under good news to start the week. With the University of Texas at Austin working to implement the state's new ban on left-wing diversity, equity, and inclusion offices at tax-funded universities, one professor isn't sticking around to see the results. Assistant Professor Jennifer McLaren has specialized in feminist media criticism at UT Austin. On her personal blog, McLaren recently wrote that she and her partner, Kate, have never felt at home in Texas because there were not enough draconian COVID-19 restrictions still in place. But the last straw for the left-wing activist was when the state, quote, attacked DEI programs and caused, quote, marginalized students to shed tears. So she's leaving. Ma'am, don't let that door hit you on the way out. You can find details of all the stories mentioned today and keep up with the latest news at texasscorecard.com. This edition of the Texas Minute was based on the original reporting of Luca Cacciatore, Emily Medeiros, Will Biagini, and Adam Kahn. Nick Shepard produces the Texas Minute in the 1836 studios. I'll look forward to seeing you at around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.